今日朝头早嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音第一章一至十四节。我哋首先会用广东话一齐读，再用英文一齐读。
This morning our scripture is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Let's read together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
约翰福音第一章一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他做的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从神那里来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要作见证，就是为光作见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为作光，为光作见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人都不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
John 1:1. Let's read together in English. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话嘅人。
May the Lord bless the readers and hearers of his word.
今日程牧师为我哋带嚟嘅讲道信息系道的降临。
Today, Pastor Wilson's message is the word at Advent.
Good morning.
各位早晨。
John 1 is about Jesus coming into the world.
约翰福音第一章就是讲到耶稣基督来到这个世界。
And it's John's way of talking to us about the meaning of Christmas.
这个就是用约翰的方法讲到圣诞节的意义。
Now, if you're familiar with the text, the word light appears often, 7 times.
这个经文里面光这个字出现了7次。
And when there's repetition like that, it points us to one of the main themes of the text.
当这个经文这样重复的时候呢，就指向经文里面一个主题。
And so my question to you this morning is this, what is being told to us here about the light?
咁我今日要问你嘅问题就系讲到光究竟讲到乜嘢咧？呢段经文。
Well, one clue is if we answer this sub-question throughout history, how is Christmas celebrated?
咁我哋讲到就系话喺历史里边，究竟人点样去庆祝圣诞节？
Well, you could just observe what's around you in society in this time of year. You know, the many symbols that are all around us.
咁我哋只要留意下周围呢个圣诞节嘅象征有啲乜嘢俾我哋睇到。
What do we usually do? We decorate buildings, trees with colorful, bright lights.
通常啲人做乜嘢咧？就系咧用咗唔同五颜六色嘅光咧去。布置你的屋，布置这些树周围的建筑物。
And those bright lights shine through the dark night.
这些光在黑暗里面是照耀出来。
You know, this past week, because we live in New York City, they lit this huge Christmas tree. They do that every year at Rockefeller Center, right?
在这个礼拜里面纽约市的洛克菲勒中心他们点亮了一棵很大的圣诞树他们每年都是这样做。
And of course, we are in the midst of a pandemic, and so the crowds are limited, and I think you have to get a ticket to, line up and see it. But that's there, that tree is lit brightly, beautifully, for us to delight in.
咁因为今年疫情嘅关系呢啲人要去睇呢棵圣诞树点着呢需要去攞飞去排队。咁但无论如何呢棵树呢就喺嗰度去俾人睇嘅时候呢让人觉得好开心。
But what is that all about? What are all the bright lights decorations about?
咁呢啲咁靓嘅灯去布置咁係关于啲乜嘢呢其实。
Well, firstly, and you'll see this on slide 2,Human beings need a light.
首先就是说人是需要有光。
Secondly, where do we connect to the light?
第二就是我们在哪里可以跟这个光有连结呢?
And finally, how can we receive it?
第三就是我们怎样可以得到?
Once again, the need, the connection,and how to get it.
再一次就是说第一我们需要第二就是我们怎样去连结第三我们怎样得到。
Verses 4 and 5 of John 1 show us the need for it.
第四和第五节给我们看到我们需要光。
And if you don't mind, George or Kwong, if you could head back to John 1, 4 and 5, you'll see it for yourself.
我们要看回第四、第五节。
In him was life,And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
第四节他说生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
There's also something for us in verse 9. And it's called the true light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming.Into the world.
他说这个真光是来到这个世界上面。
But then, as you'll see in verse 10, notice that there's something undesirable concerning our relationship with the light. And you'll see this in verse
10. 就讲到说我们不想要这个光。
What does it say there? He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet, here's the undesirable point.The world did not know him. In other words, the world rejected him.
第十节他说他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。这个认识这个字，另一个意思就是说，这个世界拒绝了他。
The world did not know him, it says in verse 10.
他说世界却不认识他。
But that's not the end of the story, verse 5.Says that darkness, do you see that? Darkness has not, repeat, has not overcome it.
你睇翻第五节，佢话黑暗却不接受光。
Now, if those of you who listen often to what messages that I usually preach on, you know, it's important to read more than one translation of a scripture text.
咁我哋睇经文嘅时候，好多时我哋需要睇唔只系一个嘅译本。
Because you want to get behind the meaning of what God is telling you.
因为你想睇到神究竟真系想同你讲乜嘢。
Because God is speaking to you through His Word and through the power of His Holy Spirit.
神系藉住佢嘅话语同埋圣灵嘅大能嚟向你说话。
But He has first spoken to the original audience. That's why you need context. You need to know and understand what is before and after the verse and what's the storyline of the Bible.
但呢个经文首先呢系对当时嘅读者所讲，所以你需要知道当时嘅时代嘅背景一啲嘅细节，先至知道经文想讲乜嘢。
Because it's very important for you and I to properly understand what God is saying to you.
因为我哋好需要去正确嘅去明白神想对你讲乜嘢。
Now, of course, you can do more digging by learning Koine Greek, which the New Testament was written in.
咁当然你可以去学希列文，去因为佢新约圣经嘅原文就系用希列文所写。
But most of us don't have the time or the energy to do that, and so you need to at least look at several translations of the text.
咁但系好多人，我哋好多人都冇时间去真系再学一个新嘅语言，所以我哋需要睇唔同嘅译本。
And so if you do, and this is on slide 3, you'll notice that verse 5, there are several ways of translating a portion of it.
所以如果你留意到嘅时候，第五节呢，是有唔同嘅翻译嘅方法。
And some of those translations say the darkness in verse 5 has not comprehended the light.
咁有啲译本第五节就係话呢，呢个黑暗唔明白呢个光。
Our translation, the English Standard Version, says overcoming. Some translations say comprehend, has not comprehended the light.
咁我哋另一个译本就係唔能够去胜过呢个光。
Now, in one of Tim Keller's sermons on John 1, he says this, that's a single Greek word with a planned ambiguity to it.
咁呢个牧师Tim Keller 牧师佢话呢个字呢写落去呢系特登有一个模棱两可嘅意思。
Because comprehend and overcome are quite different, right?
因为胜过同埋明白系两个完全唔同嘅字。
So what does it mean? A planned ambiguity to that phrase or word?
咁所以所讲话模棱两可嘅字嘅意思系咩意思呢？
Well, it's like our English word master.
就好似我哋所讲嘅主人嗰个字。
What does it mean to master something?
去做一啲嘢嘅主人系咩意思呢？或者系去掌握到一啲嘢系咩意思呢？
Well, sometimes to master something means to fight with it or extinguish it.
去掌握到一啲嘢嘅意思就可能系去学识或者系去分辨到。
For instance, during a pandemic, we try to master our fears.
譬如喺呢个疫情里面，我哋尝试去掌控到嗰、那个恐惧。
Which obviously means we're trying to get rid of our fears.
好明显个意思就係话我哋尝试去攞走嗰个恐惧。
And so what we mean is you're trying to fight your fears or to control your fears.
所以就可能係要去打击我哋嘅恐惧或者控制我哋嘅恐惧。
In other words, to master your fears, you want to extinguish your fears from you.
所以要去控制呢个恐惧，就系要去喺我哋嘅里边去分开呢个恐惧。
Now that's one meaning of the word master, but there are other means of the word master, right?
佢掌控有另外一个嘅意思。
Compare that to saying that I'm mastering geometry.
另一个意思就是说我学到这个几何的学。
If I'm a student in my daughter's class at 10th grade geometry at Flushing High, I want to master geometry.
咁譬如我喺我个女嘅中学里边去想去去掌控到我几何学就系我学好呢个学科。
Now I know for me that's a tall order, but again by way of illustration, you want to get an A. That means you want to master the course.
对我嚟讲可能好难，咁但系要去掌控呢样嘢就系话你想去得到呢个 A 级。
Right, you want to say, I get it, I understand the subject matter.
你说我想我去认识，我懂得学好这个科目。
So, which definition is it? Mastering the subject, like geometry, or overcoming the fears?
那掌控的意思究竟是胜过这个，好像胜过这个恐惧这样，还是好像去学好这个科目去掌握到呢？
Well, obviously, in the illustration, master means both. Both of those things.
很明显，这个例子里面，这个掌控那个字呢，是包括了这两种的意思。
And you'll see this on slide 4, probably is deliberately done that way, ambiguously, which means there's a double meaning. John has a double meaning for us.
很明显就是约翰将这个字写下去是有两种的意思，特登是把写成这样。
John is trying to say that there's a true light that human beings need.
约翰所讲的就是说有一个光是这个真光是人需要的。
But here's the problem. We're not only hostile to the light, we're clueless. We're clueless about the light.
但我们有一个问题就是说我们不单止是敌挡这个光，而是说我们对这个光是完全不了解。
You see, two meanings. One, overcoming the darkness. Second, comprehending the darkness.
有两种的意思，一个就是说你胜过，另一个就是说不明白。
I'm stating the obvious, the world is a dark place, right?
这个世界很明显是一个黑暗地方。
But we don't know how to enlighten us.
而我们不知道怎样去使到自己光明起来。
And what I like to do in this message is to go a little further with you, with this idea of light.
我想讲的就是说，对讲这个光这个意思呢，更加是清楚。
When the Bible talks about light and darkness, what is that symbolism?
当这个圣经讲到黑暗和光的时候，它代表什么呢？
Well, it's really not that hard to grasp.
其实不难的，要去了解。
It's what you think it means.
就是你所想的那个意思。
On slide 4 first, to be dark sometimes means evil and suffering.
首先在黑暗的意思会解作邪恶和受苦。
In a time like this, during a pandemic and economic downturn, we talk about the dark times in our lives and conversation.
特别在这个疫情里面，我们讲到我们在一个黑暗的时期。
And as fellow human beings, you know that evil and suffering have many, many forms.
同埋我哋都清楚明白邪恶同埋受苦有唔同嘅表现嘅方法。
In the Gospel of Matthew tells us about a suffering time.
马太福音佢讲到一个受苦嘅时代。
He tells us when Jesus was born, King Herod found out about that.
佢讲到耶稣出世嘅时候咧，这个希律王佢知道耶稣出生。
He found out that there was a prophecy written in this scripture that someone born was supposed to be the prophesied future king.
佢知道咧喺圣经里边呢啲嘅先知，佢预言到一个未来嘅王出世。
And King Herod at the time of the birth of the Christ, he didn't like that news.
当然希律王唔中意呢个消息。
So he did something evil, and there was a much suffering. He decided to kill all the little babies in the village of Bethlehem.
咁佢做咗一件好邪恶嘅事，就系将当时伯利恒出生嘅 BB 咧都杀晒。
You see how dark the time that Jesus was born in?
你睇下耶稣出生嘅时代几咁黑暗。
He wanted to make sure, King Herod, that no future claimant was to be born to take his throne.
希律当时想肯定将来冇人会去攞走佢嘅王位。
And that made Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus refugees, having to leave their home to Egypt.
所以约瑟、玛利亚同埋耶稣咧就离开去逃难，去到埃及。
Because they wanted to escape persecution.
因为佢哋想去逃离呢个逼迫。
And so in the setting of the first Christmas, you got injustice, violence.
所以在第一个圣诞节的时候，我们就看到不公义，看到暴力。
There was war between the nations. There was grief. There was sorrow. There was brokenness in the family.
当时有战争，有悲哀，有哀嚎，在家庭里面有分散。
And just like then, there's bereavement today.
就好像今天我们有哀悼。
And some of you know that better than you'd like.
有些人不想去认识到这件事，但是他们清楚明白。
Because the reality of the matter is the world's a dark place.
因为事实上世界是一个黑暗的地方。
And when we talk about darkness, it can mean the world is filled with evil and suffering, as I've said.
所以当我们讲到黑暗的时候，这个世界是充满了邪恶和苦难。
But as you'll see on slide 5, darkness can also mean ignorance.
同时间黑暗也都可以代表着是无知。
Let me illustrate that. I don't know what's in a dark, unfamiliar room as I enter it.
我给一个例子，譬如一个黑的房，我入去的时候呢，我不知道入面是怎样。
I'll stumble. I'll fall because why? I'm in the dark. I don't have a light.
我可能我会好易去踢到一啲嘢去跌亲，因为喺个房黑掹掹，我冇光睇唔到。
There's no light to help me see in the dark. I'm ignorant of the furniture that's going to hurt me if I bump into it.
因为我唔知道入边啲家私系点样，冇光黑掹掹，我睇唔到嘅时候咧，我就会撞到。
So on the one hand, darkness can mean evil and suffering. On the other hand, it can mean I can't see reality.
所以一方面黑暗是代表邪恶和受苦，另一方面也都代表了我看不到那个现况是怎样。
That means I'm in the dark about things. I don't know about it.
就是说我不知道。
And what this means is to say the world is a dark place.
就是说这个世界是一个黑暗的地方。
Not only is there evil and suffering, we don't have the ability or the knowledge to know how to solve it.
就是我们不知道，我们看不到怎样可以解决这个问题。
And that's the very first clue of what the Bible says the meaning of Christmas is.
这个就是圣经所讲圣诞节的意思。
It's the meaning of Jesus coming into the world.
就是耶稣来到这个世界。
He comes into a dark place.
他来到一个黑暗的地方。
And of course the Bible explains that it is a dark place because of our sin against God and others.
圣经解释就是说这个世界为什么是一个黑暗的地方，因为我们的罪是得罪了神和得罪了其他人。
Now if there's going to be any light, it has to come from outside the human race.
如果要有光的时候，一定要在人的以外来到。
And Matthew quotes Isaiah. It's a very famous passage from Isaiah chapter 9.
咁马太呢，马太佢去引以赛亚书所讲嘅一段嘅说话。
And you know it if you know Handel's Messiah.
咁如果你个认识韩德尔佢所写嘅尼赛亚呢段嘅诗歌嘅时候，你就会知道。
And it's on the slide right before you, slide 6, Isaiah 9:2, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone.
以赛亚书第九章第二节，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
That's Matthew's way of talking about Jesus coming into the world.
就是马太讲到耶稣基督来到这个世界。
He means that we're in darkness and light has come into the world from outside the human race.
他说我们在这个黑暗里面，而这个光呢，就在人以外的地方来到这个黑暗世界。
Did you know that everything in our culture, and I'm talking about any culture, traditional or postmodern culture, everything in our culture is conditioning us not to believe that.
你知不知道在我们每一个文化的里面都是叫我们不要相信这件事。
Everything in our cultures is against the message of Christmas.
每一个文化所讲的都是敌挡这个圣诞节。
You know, there's a problem with that because Christmas is not going to go away. Did you know that?
但是一个问题就是说圣诞节不会就这样是被取消。
I know some of you think that we shouldn't be celebrating Christmas because the Bible doesn't spell that out, that you should celebrate Christmas.
咁有啲人可能会话啊，圣经都冇讲过我哋要去庆祝圣诞节，所以我哋唔需要庆祝圣诞节。
But the message of Christmas is very clear, very apparent in the Bible.
但系呢个圣诞节嘅信息喺圣经里面系好清楚。
And of course, the Christmas that our societies celebrate is a commercial bonanza.
当然我们所的社会所庆祝的圣诞节只不过是一个商业的节日。
And that's why I think I'm safely concluding that no society is going to get rid of Christmas because it's going to help the economy.
咁我可以讲呢，就是说没有任何一个社会呢，他们会去取消圣诞节，因为圣诞节实在是在经济上帮助他们。
And therefore,As Christians, it's very important to know and to tell others about the true meaning of Christmas.
所以作为基督徒，我们很需要、很重要的去讲给其他人听圣诞节真正的意思是什么。
And that true meaning of Christmas is the very opposite of what our cultures tell us is what it is.
而这个圣诞节真正的信息是跟这个社会讲给我们听的是完全相反。
You know what the danger here is? Our cultures are constantly re-engineering, redesigning Christmas.
你知不知道那个危险在哪里呢？就是说我们的文化、我们的社会，他们尝试去给圣诞节有一个重新有个意义，不同的意义。
And so let me ask you this. What's one of the main re-engineering meanings of Christmas today in a place like New York City?
所以你问你在这个纽约市里面，他们去给圣诞节一个新的意思是那个是什么意思呢？
Well, during a difficult time like a pandemic, what are we being told about our society?
好像在这个疫情的里面，这个社会讲我们听什么呢？
Well, those who are positive will say love will triumph.
We will be 很正面的人。
They will continue and say we will be able to put together a world of unity and peace.
咁好正面嘅人咧，佢会讲嘅信息就系话：哦，爱一定会最终得胜嘅。我哋咧能够去使呢个世界咧再次合一同埋有和平。
We just need to cooperate more and work together, and then we can accomplish the ending of our perils.
咁佢话咧，我哋只要合作咧，我哋一定能够去使到呢、这个啊。我们一定能够去渡过这个难关。
That's probably the exact opposite of the true message of Christmas.
我想这个是跟圣诞节的信息是完全相反。
Because the message of Christmas is not found in the uniting of the human race for a common cause of peace and unity.
因为圣诞节的信息并不是说人联合起来 去为到爱同埋和平去一齐合作。
According to the Bible, the message of Christmas is a light has come.
圣经嘅所讲圣诞节嘅信息就系一个光嚟到呢个世界。
A light outside of the human race has dawned upon us. It comes from outside of us.
呢个人类以外嘅光系嚟到呢个世界嘅里边。
We can't possibly generate that kind of light.
我哋唔能够靠自己去产生呢一种光。
We don't know how to solve our problems, our evil and strife that's sad in us.
我哋唔知道点样去解决我哋嘅问题，嗰个问题就系我哋里边嗰个邪恶同埋冲突。
Do you see why the world's message is the opposite of the message of Christmas in the Bible?
你睇唔睇到呢个世界嘅信息，关于圣诞节嘅信息同圣经所讲真正圣诞节嘅信息系完全唔同咧？
Because no matter what culture you're from, traditional or postmodern, our cultures will continue to try to re-engineer the message of Christmas.
所以无论你是来自任何的文化，无论是传统的也好，现代的文化都好，他们会将这个新的意义加注这个圣诞节的里面。
Let me give you an example. Technology and science can tell you what you can do.
另一个例子就是说科学同埋科技唔能够讲我哋可以讲俾佢听我哋点样做啲。
Technology and science can tell you how to do that efficiently.
佢哋可以讲我哋听点样去有效嘅去做一啲嘢。
But technology and science can never tell you whether you should do it or not do it.
但科技同埋科学唔能够讲俾我哋听我哋应唔应该做。
Therefore, neither technology, nor the government, nor the marketplace will be ever save you from nuclear conflict, environmental degradation, ethnic violence, or racism.
所以无论是科技、政府或者你的市场，都不能够去使我们从这个核灾难或者是环境的灾难，甚至乎是种族的纷争或者是种族歧视里面拯救出来。
In Tim Keller's sermon, he mentions Václav Havel, who was the first president of the Czech Republic.
在 Tim Keller 牧师的讲道里面，他提到捷克共和国的第一任的总统。
Mr. Havel lived under socialism, and he lived under the free market capitalism.
咁呢个第一任嘅总统咧，佢曾经喺呢个共产嘅社会同埋喺资本主义嘅市场嘅社会里边去活过。
So he knew something about both ideologies.
所以佢对于嗰两样嘢，社会主义同埋资本主义都有啲认识。
And Mr. Havel says this. I have it on slide 7. Pursuit of the good life will not help humanity save itself.Nor is democracy alone enough. A turning to and seeking of God is needed. The human race constantly forgets that he is not God.
他说呢，寻求一个好的生活不能够呢去救这个人类。只是单单靠这个民主也都不能够足够。我们需要去转向神，去寻求神。因为我们人呢通常都忘记了我们不是神。
That's the message of Christmas.
这个就是圣诞节的信息。
This world is a dark place.
这个世界是一个黑暗的地方。
But that light is outside the human race.
但这个光是在人类以外。
And the hope is the light we need does exist.
但我们有个盼望就是这个光是真正存在。
But where do you connect to it? Where is it?
咁你点样可以从呢个光去联系起嚟咧？喺边一度咧
？Well, our text tells us in verses 1-3 and verse 14.
咁呢个经文嘅第一、第三节同埋第十四一至三节同埋十四节讲俾我哋听。
And just for the sake of time, if you could hit verse 14, notice that verse 14 says that the word of God is Jesus.
第十四节。佢话 这个道就是神。
And later on in John 1, it tells us that the Word of God is another name for Jesus.
咁另外喺后边所讲嘅神嘅道，呢个另一个名就系耶稣基督。
And so many of you have John 1:1 memorized, so you can say and plug in. In the beginning was the Word, but that you can plug in Jesus, right? Jesus was with God. Jesus was God.
咁如果你记得。约翰福音第一章第一节讲到太初有道，这个道就是耶稣基督，道与神同在，就是耶稣基督同神同在，耶稣基督就是神。
Now you might have heard that before, you might be very familiar with John
1. 可能你很认识约翰福音第一章第一节。
But let me point out to you that this verse is startling, astounding.
但让我去俾你睇到呢节嘅经文系好特别，好令人诧异嘅。
First, John 1:1 tells us that Jesus is God.
第一章第一节就讲俾我哋听，耶稣基督就系神。
I want you to notice it doesn't say Jesus is a God. There's no article.
佢并唔系耶稣系一个神。
In the original Koine Greek text, there is no article.
咁喺希利文嘅里边咧，并冇去指到话系一个。
It doesn't say Jesus Christ was a God。
佢并唔系话耶稣基督系一个神。
It says Jesus Christ was God。
佢都唔系话耶稣基督曾经系神。
And if it said Jesus was a God, then there'd be more than one God, right?
如果佢话耶稣基督曾经系一个神嘅时候，咁即系咪话系有多过一个神咧？
But the Bible is not saying that.
但是这个圣经不是这样讲。
It's saying that you know God, the one God. Jesus is that one God.
他说你认识你那个神，那个是唯一那个神，耶稣基督就是那个唯一的神。
But then right next to that, the text says Jesus was God, Jesus is God, and Jesus is with God.
经文佢继续所讲嘅就话耶稣基督就系神，耶稣基督系唯一嘅神，耶稣基督系同神一齐。
As a fellow human being, you know what the word with means. It means to have a relationship.
我哋知道同在嗰个意思就系话要有一个关系。
And later on in the Gospels, particularly in Mark's Gospel, when Jesus chose 12 followers, 12 disciples, he says,He chose them to be what? With him.
咁喺马可福音，我哋睇到耶稣基督去拣选十二个门徒，佢会拣选佢哋系同佢哋一齐同在。
To be with someone means to live with him.
去同一个人一齐就系话同佢一齐生活。
What Mark is referring to is a love relationship with.
马可所讲到的就是说同佢有一个爱的关系。
That means you're in a relationship of the closest communication and love.
就是说你同佢有一个关系，有一个很亲密的沟通同埋爱的关系。
To be with someone in the Bible means to be in a relationship with them.
在圣经讲，与嗰人同在就是说同佢有一个关系。
So what is John saying to us here?
咁约翰喺呢度同我哋讲乜嘢呢
？There's only one God, Jesus is God。
佢话有一个神，耶稣基督就系嗰个神。
Yet Jesus is in a love relationship with God。
同埋耶稣系同呢个神系一个爱嘅关系。
Let me repeat that: Jesus is God. Jesus is in a love relationship.With God.
我再讲一次，耶稣基督就是神，耶稣同这个神是一个爱的关系。
And even though the Holy Spirit's not mentioned here specifically, you know, from other parts of the Bible, he's clearly mentioned.
纵使这段经文里面没有提到圣灵，但是圣经其他的地方有讲到圣灵，很清楚的讲到。
So what is the Bible saying to us?
圣经所讲的是跟我们讲是什么呢？
There's only one God, not three gods. But there's
只有一个神，唔系有三个神。
One God, but within that one God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, love each other.
而喺呢个神嘅里边，一个神嘅里边有圣父、圣子同埋圣灵，佢哋系彼此相爱。
Now I'll get to the importance of that in a moment, but you'll see in slide 8, there's one God, but inside that one God, there's three persons who from all eternity love one another. That's what the Bible's saying.
这个世界上只有一个神，而这个神的里面有三个位格，而在这个永恒的里面，他们彼此相爱。
Now look at the text carefully in verses 3 and 10. It says there, through him, all things were made.
在第十节我们看到，他说世界也是藉着他做的。
Without him, says verse 3, nothing was made that was made.
他说第三节呢，就说如果没了他呢，没有东西可以被做。
Okay, are you following there? That means the Son, Jesus Christ, was not made.
就是说这个圣子耶稣基督是不是被做的。
Anything that was ever made was made through him.
他说凡被做的都是藉着他而做。
That means the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have all from the beginning, endlessly known and loved each other.
就是说这个父子圣灵从这个起初的时候他们就是彼此认识和彼此相爱。
See, only Christianity says that that's at the very heart of God. It's a dynamic love relationship.
只有基督教才说这个神他是在一个爱的关系里面。
From all eternity, in the very being of God, there have been three persons who have known each other and loved each other.
就是从这个永恒的里面，在神的里面，有三位他们彼此认识，彼此相爱。
That means they've glorified each other and adored each other.
也就是说他们去彼此去荣耀，彼此相爱。
They've been loving and communicating with each other from all eternity.
就是从永恒的里面，他们就一直去彼此沟通，彼此相爱。
Inside God, there's an exploding, dynamic, infinitely powerful set of relationships.
在神的里面就是一个爆炸性，有一个有活力，有无限能力的爱的关系。
Now here's the significance for us of that rather complicated truth. The meaning of life is relationships. Love relationships.
所以对我来讲，个意思就是说，生命的意义就是一个爱的关系。
If there was only one God, who only had one personality, one person, then that person, that God, created other beings.
咁如果嗰度有一个神，佢只系当中佢只系有一个位格，有一位嘅时候，佢喺当中去创造其他嘅嘢。
If that were the case, which it isn't, then love would come later.
如果是这样的时候呢，爱就在之后才来到。
First would come power, because God is power creating, right?
首先就要有能力，因为他用这个能力去创造。
But that's not what the Bible is saying. Love. 但
这个圣经不是这样说。
Is there in the beginning.
他说爱是首先在开始的时候。
If there was one God, we all, and,who only had one person, there'd be only one personality, then one God, one person who created all things, it'd be all about power.
因为如果只有一个神，有一个位格的时候，他去创造的时候，他首先有的是有一个能力。
Because you can't have love without other beings, right?
因为如果你没有其他的人，其他的位格的时候，你没有这个爱在里面。
But that's not what the Bible declares.
但圣经所讲的不是这样。
The Bible declares there is one God, three persons. So God is powerful, yes, absolutely. But in the beginning was love.
圣经讲的就是说神里面有三位，神在起初就已经有能力，但是他也都是有爱。
And so you'll see on slide 8, if you have a triune God, if you have a God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from all eternity, then love is first.
所以如果你有一个位三位一体的神，有圣父、圣子、圣灵在当中，爱就是首先会有。
And since we're made in the image of God, love is the most important thing for us as well.
但因为我们是藉着神，我们是藉着神的形象而做，所以爱在我们里面是最重要的。
That's why the most important thing in your life is to cultivate relationships.
所以你生命里面最重要的一件事就是栽种这个关系。
Especially relationship with God.
特别是跟神的关系。
Do you see what John is alluding to here in our very famous chapter, John 1?
你看不看到约翰福音第一章约翰所讲的是什么呢？
God is not just loving, he is love.
神不单只是一个爱人的神，神他本身就是爱。
God from all eternity, before he created the world, before he did anything else, was already love.
神在他永恒的里面，神在他创造这个世界以先，神他自己就是爱。
You'll see this on slide 9, later on in John 1:18, the latter part of John 1:18, John says this, from all eternity, the Son was in the bosom of the Father.
约翰福音第一章十八节下半句，他说只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
That's an image, an analogy, which means it's a very, very special relationship.
这个图画去表达到一个很特别的关系。
Let me ask you, who gets that right to lay their head on your bosom?
让我问你一个问题，有哪一个人有一个权力可以是浸在你的怀里面呢？
Only a few special people, right? Because
只有几位特别的人。
The analogy is about intimacy, closeness.
这个比喻就是一个很亲密、很紧密的关系。
The text, verse 18b says, from all eternity, the Son, Jesus,was in the bosom of the Father.
十八节他说在永恒里面，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
I hope you see the importance of that.
我希望你看到几咁重要。
If you want to understand who God is and what God is like, then you have to start with the image, the time in your life when you felt the most loved.And multiply that trillion upon trillion upon trillion times.
如果你想去认识神、明白神是怎样的时候，你就要去想象一下你首先被爱的时候是怎样，然后将它去成长好千万、亿万、亿万倍。
Can you do that right now? Imagine.
能不能现在想象一下
呢？ When you felt the most understood, the most appreciated, the most adored,The most secure, the most significant time.
去想象一下，你是最被最明白，被人去最认同，被人去最爱、最安稳，被人认为是你是最重要嗰个时间。
Of course, they're few and far between, right?
当然是啊，有啲特定嘅时间会系咁样。
But when you were adored and appreciated.And we're told you were significant in someone's life, there was joy. There was joy.
当然是当中会有喜乐。当你被人去认同、被人所爱慕、被人所认为你是最重要的时候，你当中会有喜乐。
But the problem, as you well know, as a fellow human being, it's impossible to hold on to that time.
但是很困难的就是说我们很难去找紧那个时间。
And do you know why it's impossible?
你知唔知点解系几咁困难呢？
It's not complicated. We're selfish.
就系单单因为我哋系自私。
Even in a good marriage, those special times come and go.
总之，一个好好嘅婚姻嘅关系里边，呢啲特别嘅时间好容易就会走咗。
And the reason those times don't last is we don't love well.
点解呢啲时间会咁容易流失呢？就系因为我哋唔识得去爱。
Our tendency, our default mode, is to be selfish.
因为我哋嘅本质就系自私。
We tend to want to not give to others.
因为我哋嘅倾向就系唔去施予俾其他人。
We naturally want to receive.
我哋好自然嘅只系想得到。
And we fight. We fight each other for that very reason.
我哋就系为咗嗰个原因去彼此去斗争。
And that's why those few special times of feeling loved are few and fleeting.
所以呢啲特别系感受到被爱嘅时间咧，系咁容易去失去。
And even in those few and fleeting times of special love, they're only partial because we're sinners.
总之系呢啲咁特别嘅时间系感受到被爱嘅时间，但系呢啲都系唔系完全嘅，因为我哋系自私。
Now compare your experience with this. Three perfect persons.Always loving each other, always glorifying one another.
相对起头先所讲嘅呢位三位一体嘅神，佢哋系从永恒嘅里边去彼此去相爱，彼此去认识。
They never say to each other, "You've got to serve me."
佢哋从冇对对方讲过话，你一定要服侍我。
The reason they don't have to ask.Because they're always perfectly serving each other.
他们不需要这样问，因为他们从起的时候就是彼此，已经是彼此去服侍。
And they're giving of themselves to each other exhaustively, completely, from all eternity.
他们是无私的，完全的去对彼此去付出，这个是从永恒，就已经是这样。
Do you have that image in your brain?
你的头脑里面有没有这样的意象呢？
Now compare that with the imperfect glimpses that you get from one another.
想象一下去对比于你跟其他人之间所感受到的爱。
That's why God is infinitely happy. Because
所以神 是永远的，是开心的。
Because he's infinitely loving.
因为他是永恒的里面就已经是爱。
God is experiencing love and joy, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, pouring love into each other.
父子圣灵，他们彼此去对对方去倾出他们的爱。
And they're based or grounded in the joy of one another.
他们是基于在彼此之间所得到的喜乐。
Now, as you see on slide 10, why would God have created other beings to share in that?
点解神要去创造其他嘅嘢去分享呢个爱呢？
Why would God create beings that are in his very own image?
点解神要藉住佢嘅形象去做人呢？
He wants you to experience that.
佢想你去经历。
We know the love of God for ourselves.
我们知道神给我们的爱。
Then we can do it to one another.
我们就可以向彼此也都相爱。
You know, Pastor Thomas has just finished a series on the letters of John that we just heard.
牧师刚刚讲完约翰的书信。
And in one of the letters in 1 John 1:5, it says this, "This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
其中约翰一书第一章第五节，他说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
That light is the infinite pulsating love of God.
这个光就是在神的里面的爱。
God is not only love, he's life and light.
神不单只是爱，神是生命和光。
Now this just isn't just some kind of general sentiment that we're talking about.
这些不是只是一些普通的情感我们所讲的。
This involves real, live interaction, communication. That's what this light is about.
这个是真正生命的互相的激励和沟通，这个就是光。
I know initially when you say, oh, God is light, you know, that's kind of abstract, right?
我知道话，我哋就话哦，起初啊，神系嗰个光，好似好抽象。
And you might be thinking to yourself, well, why do we need it? Why do we need this light?
咁你可能会问啊，点解我哋需要呢个光啫
？You don't have to look far. Just look at the darkness. Just look at it.
你只要睇下呢个黑暗。
What's the core of every single bit of evil and suffering in this place?
在这个世界里面那个邪恶那个苦难当中那个核心是什么呢
It's always traced back to a lack of love, a loss of love.
归根究底那个根源我们可以追踪到的永远都是就是说因为没了这个爱或者失去了爱。
That's why there's wars. That's why there's racism. That's why You experience injustice.
所以这个世界有战争，有种族歧视，你会经历不公义。
Let me ask, what is crime? What is violence? What is divorce?
让我问下你，罪恶、残暴和离婚究竟是什么呢？
Why are there so many broken families, single family parents? Why are there so much bereavement, grief, sorrow?
为什么有这么多破碎的家庭单亲的家庭为什么有这么多的哀悼受苦呢
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know. It all traces back to a lack of love.
归根究底就是因为无爱。
You see, that's the darkness we're in.
这个就是我们所活在的黑暗的里面。
And why do we have problems then?
为什么我们有这么多的问题呢
Why can't we generate our own light?
为什么我们不能够产生我们自己的光呢
Because there's something in us, in the very core of your being, says, me, me, me.
因为在我们的里面我们经常讲到我们自己自己自己。
And you know, that's a great irony of human nature, because we have that self-bent,But we want love.
好得意嘅就系话，我哋成日都讲到自己自己，但系我哋又想要有爱。
You know that life has no meaning without loved ones.
你知道，如果冇一个你所爱嘅，生命系好似冇意义。
That's why the world's cultures want to unite us all.
所以这个世界的文化告诉你听我们想去彼此联合起上来。
The world's message is we want love, right?
这个世界的信息就是说我们想有爱。
You know, sadly to say, I've seen many people die.
好可悲的就是说我可以说我看到很多人是死亡。
I've actually been there. I've been there.When they take their last breath.
甚至乎在人即将去逝去的时候我曾经在那里。
And if my memory serves me right, none of them, not one, none of them said, oh, I wish I'd spend more time at work, or I wish I spend more time making money.
我可以讲他们临死之前没一个人会想讲话啊我希望可以赚多啲钱或者我希望可以做多啲工作。
But many said, oh, I regret. I should have worked on my relationships more.
但是很多人会说、啊、我现在很后悔，我希望会花多些时间在建立个关系的里面。
And people say that on their deathbed because that's the meaning of life.
这些人在临死之前会说这些，因为这个就是生命的意义。
Yet isn't it such a struggle? Because we're selfish.
但这个在我们里面是一个很大的挣扎，因为我们自私。
We say to each other, you serve me.
我们经常跟其他人讲话，他们要去服侍我。
And when we fall to our default mode, that's the end of love.
如果我们回去我们的根源的时候，我们就是无爱了。
Because as you very well know, love is serving one another.
因为爱的本质就是彼此去服侍。
God is love. He knows what love is.
神是爱，神知道什么是爱。
He lives as perfect love infinitely.
他在永恒的里面就是活在这个爱的里面。
Therefore, God is infinitely unselfish. He is love. He is infinitely happy.
所以神是永恒的，在爱的里面他是无私的，他永恒的里面是无限的有喜乐。
We don't have that. That's why we're in the dark. That's why we need a light.
但我们没有这样东西，所以我们就在黑暗的里面，所以我们才需要光。
And the rest of the book of John is all about that.
而约翰福音其余的部分就是讲到这样东西。
But I can only give you a hint of that in a minute or two, and it's found in verses 9 through 11 of our text.
我们看一下第九、十、十一节。
The true light that gives light to everyone, it says in the text, was coming into the world.
他说这个真光，这个光给到每一个人是来到这个世界。
And through the world...Although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
虽然这个世界是藉着他而做，但是这个世界不认识他。
And it says in verses 9 through 11, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
他说他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
You see, Jesus Christ came into the world for what?To be rejected.
耶稣基督来到这个世界为了什么呢？就是要被拒绝。
He knew that. He knew he'd be rejected, yet he came.
他知道他会被拒绝，但是他都来到。
The ultimate rejection was that it says, his very own did not receive him.
那个最终那个拒绝是什么呢？就是他所属于那些人那些地方是不接待他。
In fact, later in the Gospel of John, it tells us his very own killed him.
甚至乎他是被那些人去杀害。
We are his own. He created us. That means we are his own.
我们是藉着他而做，即是说我们是属于他。
You know, it's very clear in John 1, 1 and 2, right? Because if you make something,It's yours, right? He made us.
约翰福音一章一至二节都讲清楚，如果你做一啲嘢，嗰啲嘢就系属于你嘅。神系做我哋，所以我哋属于佢。
We are his own. He's our true light.
我哋系属于佢嘅，佢系我哋嗰个真光。
We need him, but he was rejected.
我哋需要佢，但系佢系被我哋所拒绝。
He was put to death.
他是被杀。
And you know why that was so?
为什么呢?
It's because there's much darkness in our hearts.
因为我们的心里面是充满了黑暗。
But we want love. And yet at the same time, we're afraid. We're afraid to let anybody in. anybody coming in saying, you have to serve me.
我哋想有爱，但系我哋又唔想其他人嚟到我哋嘅生命，叫我哋去服侍佢哋。
That's why we don't love well, because we adamantly say, I don't want to serve you.
所以我哋唔识得去爱，因为我哋好坚决咁样话，我唔要去服侍其他人。
Because our hearts say, I want to be in charge of my life and my world.
我哋嘅心就系想讲，我要系掌控住我自己嘅生命同埋我嘅世界。
And that's why Jesus had to do what he did.
所以耶稣基督先至需要做佢所做咗嘅嘢。
He had to overcome the barrier between ourselves and God.
佢要去胜过我哋同神之间嗰个隔膜。
And that's why when you read in the Gospels, when he went to the cross, what happened? It was in the middle of the day. Darkness came down on him.
在这个福音书里面提到，当耶稣基督上在这个十字架上面有什么事发生，又说这个大的黑暗是在他的身上。
Imagine that day. People must have wondered, what's going on with the world? This guy is being crucified.In the middle of the day, and all of a sudden, it's dark.
当时的人一定会想，啊，这个人死在这个十字架上面，突然间在这个正午的时间，有一个大的黑暗。
It's because darkness came down on the light of the world.
因为这个黑暗来到这个，落到这个世界的光上面。
Do you know how much...And again, we lose this because we don't think about it. You know how much he suffered on the cross? It's not just the physical agony, which is great. It's because he lost the Father's love.
你知唔知佢喺十字架上面所受嘅苦系几咁大？唔单止系肉身上受嘅痛苦，而系佢系失去咗父神。
That's why he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以他在十字架上面他讲话我的神我的神为什么离弃我
It's because God the Father turned away from God the Son.
因为父神转念不再看这个他的儿子独生子。
And God who is a just God pours out his fury and his wrath on his very own son to pay our sin penalty.
这个父神将他公义的愤怒倾倒在耶稣基督他的独生子的身上，因为他要去为我们的罪去付上代价。
You see, Jesus was righteous, he was obedient, he was innocent, yet he takes our place on the cross.
耶稣基督是无罪的，是公义的，他是无辜的，但是他在十字架上面取代我们的位置。
My time is up, let me end withReminding you of this thought.
让我在结束的时候去提醒你一样东西。
What's the penalty for selfishness?
自私的代价是什么呢?
Right, nobody's going to knock on your door and give you a fine and saying, don't be selfish, I'm going to give you a $100 fine. Don't be selfish, give you a ticket.
没人会来到你家敲你的门说啊你唔好咁自私啊！如果唔系，我就俾张罚单你，罚你100蚊，冇人会咁样。
Why that's not necessary? Selfishness is its own punishment.
你知唔知点解唔需要咁样做咧？因为自私本身就已经系嗰个惩罚。
Because if you're selfish, you know you've lost love.
因为如果你系自私嘅时候，你就已经知道你失去咗爱。
And you're losing love.Again, and again, and again.
而且是一次一次又一次的去失去爱。
It's an awful feeling, isn't it?
这个是一个很差的感觉。
And it happens in friendships, in families, everywhere.
但是这件事在你的友情、在你的家庭里面、在周围里面不断的发生。
What's the punishment that selfishness deserves?
自私所配得的惩罚是什么呢?
You lose love.
你失去爱。
And that's why Jesus is in such agony. in the garden and on the cross.
所以耶稣基督在客西马利园和十字架上面在一个痛苦的里面。
He didn't deserve it, yet the Father turned away from Jesus.
这个不是耶稣基督应得的，但是这个父神去转念，不再看耶稣基督。
Let that gospel truth melt your heart this Christmas.
在这个圣诞节，让这个福音的真理去看到你的心。
And stop the loss of love. Practice the faith. Do battle against your selfishness.
你要用这个信心去向这个自私去宣战。
And God will be honored and glorified because you did that.
如果你这样做的时候，神就会得到荣耀、尊贵。
Father, we thank you for the Advent season.
天父，我们感谢你这个降临节的时间。
Thank you that the Word was in the beginning.
我们感谢你的话语从太初就有。
And that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loved one another.
在这个永恒里面，父子、圣灵彼此相爱。
Help us, O Lord, to not lose love today.
帮助你今日唔好失去你嘅爱。
May we do battle with our self-centered natures.
愿意我哋对我哋嘅自我中心去宣战。
Remind us afresh of your gospel love for us.
让你福音嘅信息、你嘅爱去叫我哋每日更新。
You've proven that in the giving of your Son Jesus who came into this world.
你是藉着差派耶稣基督来到这个世界里面去证明了。
He came to save and to rescue and to redeem.
他来到去拯救和救赎。
He restores and makes all things new.
他去恢复所有万事，去万事都有更新。
May we treasure that truth this Christmas season.
愿意这个圣诞节的时间我们去真是宝贵这个真理。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求。阿门。